his wife and children.
He would let the food down there.
Have fun?
After the meeting, yeah.
I've never been outside of town.
It is very nice. I've been there.
I'll probably change the color with the green.
Maui's better.
I only wear these just so I can read this thing.
Honolulu is commercial.
My arms aren't long enough.
I wear this so I know who I'm talking to.
No. So it's not just all of work?
No.
Same here.
Waikiki Beach.
Yeah, that's
very crowded.
Oh, is it?
Hilton Hawaiian Village is just an expensive tourist trap.
She wasn't doing anything tonight because she had homework. Which, you didn't do your homework, did you? Okay. So she has homework to do today, but she said she'd come along.
No?
3 miles from one end of the island to the other, and it's a good way to get in.
Oh, a lot of crap.
It's expensive.
All right, we'll begin our meeting. I would call to order. Are there citizen comments? Yes, Sheriff.
Good evening.
Hello.
Gentlemen. Very briefly, appreciate the opportunity to talk. As you know, one of the items on the agenda tonight is the resolution of the DARE program. I understand why it's there. I was spoken to many times during its inception and derivations and whatnot. I'm here to ask you to table it, that I would like to stand on my own merits and handle that program best way I see fit. If there's any problems, I'll report to you the budget annually, twice a year, whatever you ask, but I would like to stave off any extra oversight and ask to table it. That's all. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other citizen comments? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the reports of the committee. I have no reports as chair. Any committee members?
I just wanted to...
Sure.
The WCA sent out an email a couple of weeks prior to the meeting where it was supposed to be about the governor's proposed budget, and he talked about increasing shared revenue by sharing a portion of the state sales tax. And so I just wanted to mention that to everyone, so maybe we think about if we actually do get that money, if there's something we want to apply it to for plans, or just let it go to anything and everything. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Do you want to agenda that item for a more formal discussion? Or?
No, I don't think so. Not until the budget, you know, it actually passes or anything like that. But I just wanted to bring that up. So.
All right. Thank you. Any other committee reports? The minutes of January 12th are before you for approval.
So moved.
All right. Is there a second? Discussion or corrections of them? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, next item, number 6, resolution to approve the FICA alternative plan. We discussed that at the last time we met.
Thanks to everyone for moving this up early in the program. I think we'll have Mr. Nelson. He should be, I don't know if he's connected yet, but I know he appeared last time. He's from the firm that manages these programs for us. I don't see his name up there.
I don't see his on.
Is he up
call.
There?
I didn't see he was on the call, but
okay. So I have the same handout here I did before. I don't know how much you folks remember. If I need to go through this whole explanation of what it is.
I don't think so unless somebody requires.
Then I would ask for your approval of the resolution.
All right. Is there more discussion on that? We had a pretty thorough discussion, I think, at the last time, Bill.
Just to recapitulate, this is something that works to the benefit of the county in terms of being more efficient and so forth. What's the annual price tag and savings by doing it this way? Do we have it down?
So the price tag is nothing, and the savings is based on 21 numbers is about $144,000 a year that the county will not have to pay into the their portion of the Social Security for these employees that would be covered by this
They're
plan.
They're eligible for it.
They're eligible for it, correct.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Is there further discussion? Can they still opt for some reason for Social Security and they?
If we say no, they can't.
So this is the, this will be the program. Yes. All right. Further discussion?
Quick clarifying question. It was my understanding that at hire they could opt for either program, but we can restrict to just one program available? Okay.
All right. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the next item, and I'll circulate the resolution for your signature, and the next item is the CAVA fourth quarter. Brock?
Good evening. Brock Portillo from CAVA here to report on the 2022 fourth quarter loan reports. I'll be rather brief here tonight. Everyone has the reports. What you'll see throughout that entire report, there was no new loan activity in the fourth quarter in any of those funds. No other unusual transactions to point out. So maybe just kind of some higher level thoughts or comments on what we're seeing. I guess maybe just first I'll start off with the president search. I know I kind of gave a rundown of that about a month ago, but that process is well underway. Jorgensen Consulting, which is the firm that was hired, is actively reaching out to candidates. We've been getting some feedback from those candidates and questions or additional information that we've been responding to. So we'll send out updates to the county leadership team as necessary, but purposes of this committee, just know that that project's well underway. In terms of activity going on, I know, again, no new activity in the fourth quarter, but I would just point out, like, the project pipeline still remains strong. We're working on a number of active projects right now. A few of those do have a loan component, so pretty confident that you will see some new activity coming online here in the reports in coming months. We've got a couple that'll go for our in front of our loan committee here shortly. So just, I guess, stay patient. The work is happening. Just kind of a timing thing. Other just maybe some notable items is currently we've got about $6 million of spec industrial space going online throughout the county. That's either recently started or will be starting in the very short future. I think that's a good thing. We're seeing from developers that the net absorption is still positive, which means as these buildings are coming up, they're getting filled relatively quickly. So there's a high degree of confidence for developers in this area. And not only that, but I think it positions us well for when we do have active project prospects or leads that want to relocate to the area. We've got sites that are ready to go and make it pain-free to relocate or expand here. So those are my notes. I said I'll keep it brief, but happy to answer any questions.
Bill?
Just a couple items. You're searching for a new director, a new president. That's being done by the methodology you mentioned. Are there also another position or positions in your management team that has to be filled?
Yes.
Okay. So the methodology there, is that promote from internal or search elsewhere, or what's the situation with that one?
So I think the approach right now is to find the president first.
Okay.
And then that new person would work with our team and our
just
board
like the, okay,
to figure out. You know, we had a format in place. The new person might go, hey, we want to maybe shuffle the deck a little bit. I don't know, but it's kind of bring that person in first so that he or she can have active.
Sure. Role. So long story short, it's two vacancies at this point, and once the new person is chosen, then it'll follow from there. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then you were mentioning about space and so forth, spec space. You know, it can fall into a couple different categories here. You can have you know, manufacturing, where they're actually doing something, producing some good or service. You can do warehousing as well. In terms of what you're seeing these days, do we have enough available or near available warehousing presence, or is that in short supply? What do you see?
I would say that warehouse is abundant, and I think that there's probably more focus for the new activity to maybe get less of the distribution centers and maybe more of the advanced manufacturing or some other higher skilled.
And that would be desirable for the area, because that's really how you have family supported jobs, is they have that higher level of manufacturing expertise and technique. So, very good. Those are my questions. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? All right, Brian, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next item is approve the appointment of Estelle Kroskery by the County Executive to the Civil Service Commission. Hi.
Good evening, Chairman, Supervisors. This is a request to reappoint Estelina Cooksey, otherwise known as Lena Cooksey, to the Civil Service Commission. Ms. Cooksey would be succeeding herself. She is a retired educator from KUSD, has served on the commission well, and only missed one meeting in her last term.
All right. Anyone in discussion on this?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Anything else? Any questions? Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. The next few items are from the sheriff. The first is a grant award, Homeland Security. Who's going to present that? All right. Perhaps you could introduce yourself, too.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sergeant Colin Coltrip. I'm a second shift patrol sergeant, as well as the bomb squad commander. Tonight, I'm here to present a grant that we were awarded from the Homeland Security Wisconsin Emergency Management Alert. And it's a $13,300 grant that we were awarded that will go towards new equipment, enhanced equipment that will make our job safer, easier, and better to detect components. This resolution will require no funds from the general fund and will increase the revenue by $13,300 and increase expenditures by $13,300 as well. It will cost no money from taxpayers, nothing from the county. There will be no match required.
Discussion.
Motion to approve.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Yeah, Bill.
Just a question. We're fortunate here to have such a facility capacity in Kenosha County. Do other neighboring counties, you know, say Racine, Walworth, have bomb squads as well?
So Racine and Walworth will rely on us. Okay. So this funding is, there's six squads in the state. Okay. So we're one of the very few. So we'll cover Racine, Kenosha, as well as Walworth.
And that was my next question. If they didn't, would we help out? So that's a twofer. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
My questions are completed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Anything else? Any other discussion? Question? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
We're circulating some approvals here. All right. The next is a 2022 Multi-Jurisdiction Drug Task Force grant, and that is item 10. Who will do that? All right, go ahead. If you'd introduce yourself to the committee.
Chairman, and gentlemen of the committee, my name is Joe Zarletti. I'm a sergeant with the Kenosha Sheriff's Department. I am in charge of the Kenosha Drug Operations Group. I'm here tonight to present this resolution to you for the CDAW grant. Many of the same faces, you want me to go over it again, or?
All right.
So I'll start. The State of Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance has awarded $211,792 to the Multi-County Consortium Drug Task Force, known as Southeast Area Drug Operations Group. Consortium includes the following counties: Kenosha, Racine, Walworth, Dodge, and Jefferson. Kenosha County's share of this funding for the Sheriff's Drug Unit is $53,140. The resolution requests modification to the 2023 revenue and expense budgets in the Sheriff's Department Drug Unit Subdivision 2170 to account for the $53,140 grant. Kenosha County is the lead agency for the state grant and receives reports quarterly from Racine County, Jefferson County, Walworth County, and Dodge County for the reimbursement. The grant management will result in an increase in revenue and expense budgets in the Sheriff's Department Drug Unit Subdivision 2170 to account for the other four counties portion of the grant award of $158,652, which will be dispersed to the counties on a quarterly reimbursement basis until all the funds are expended or until the grant period ends, whichever comes first. All remaining funds at the end of the grant period are forfeited to the awarding agency.
All right, thank you. Discussion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Further discussion or questions? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next is a resolution from Finance to accept the Land Information Program grant.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening. I'm Sean Smith, Director of Information Technology. I'm here in place of Scott Schussi, who wasn't able to make it tonight, but Land Information is a division which IT has oversight for, so I'm here to present. So the Wisconsin Land Information Program made Kenosha County aware of a $70,000 grant award in late October. Because the exact amount was unclear until that time, it was not included within our 2023 approved budget. This budget modification seeks to insert the $70,000 grant into the land information budget as revenue and also create a corresponding $70,000 expense. The utilization of these funds require approval from our Kenosha County Land Council, which is a statutorily required committee that ensures their use is related to land records projects as outlined in state law. Our Land Council met in early December and approved the use of these funds for three separate land records projects. The proposal has no levy impact. It's a $70,000 revenue and corresponding $70,000 expense. Some of you may not have seen this before, but this is generally the way this particular grant operates each year. We never find out the exact amount until much later in the year, so every year in February or January-February timeframe, we come forward with the full information to the board, to the Finance Committee and the board.
John.
So it's a grant to deal with land use or something, and it's not software related?
It can be software. So it's related to land information records. So it can be quite a range of projects. For this upcoming year, we're doing mapping data conversion for the ArcGIS Pro Parcel Fabric. That sounds like a lot. The software that we use for displaying all the maps and everything that we have, like interactive mapping, those kind of things, they've made a fundamental change to the way that data is structured in the database, and it requires a significant process to go through. So we're going to go through that. There's the scanning and indexing of land records documents for the treasurer and clerk's offices. We still have a number of historical documents that they retain that are still only in physical form. This is continuing the process to make them available electronically.
So this isn't going to speed up the online property when you're looking at that?
So do you mean the interactive mapping?
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that we anticipate that's going to improve here very soon. We are in the midst of a project that was specifically funded by this grant as well from a previous year. That project is nearing completion. We expect to be done in early April, probably. If you go out there, now I don't know if you've seen, there's a link to a beta site, and if you use that, that's showing people, and there's a way to offer feedback to us so that we can, and one of the biggest things, changes that it's going through is it's becoming mobile aware. The previous site just simply didn't work on mobile devices because it was older. We're pretty excited about that. And then there are performance improvements as well. So,
thank you. No more questions.
All right. Anyone else?
Just a quick question, if I could. Thank you, Chairman. Scanning and indexing, how much burden is there to that at this stage in our evolution?
I guess I'm not sure exactly what you mean by burden, but generally speaking, the records, frequently the records maintained by the Register of Deeds and the Treasurer's Office, especially when they're older records, are very sensitive. You have to be very careful about how you're handling them because they have aged. And by getting them scanned and made electronic, we're preserving them so that fewer people would ever have a need to touch them. And we still have all that information that's accessible.
It was my impression that that's been an ongoing project over an extended period of time to convert all old records.
Yes.
Some indication of how far through that process we are.
I don't know the exact. I can get that information and send it to the committee. That's not a problem. I'm sorry, I don't know the exact number of it, but I know that it has been an ongoing project, and we've done it in stages throughout time.
Okay. Just my impression, once those projects start, they seem to go on interminably instead of having a horizon line. So,
There is an end to the documents. I just don't know exactly what that is. But in something like that, like right now, all new documents that come in are automatically scanned and indexed, and so it's not something that is piling up for, you know, we're not piling up our current documents. They're all being taken care of immediately. This is just to continue getting these historical documents taken care of.
In an electronic media age, what burden do we have that are physical paper versus electronic documents? In other words, are we using efficiencies to avoid having to go backwards and then rescan and do that?
There's none of these are rescans, and
well, let me restate that. I don't mean rescan as if it's been scanned previously, but we're creating new paper versus utilizing efficiencies to maintain an electronic footprint only.
It all depends. Some things you still have paper copies of, absolutely. Some things are done electronically, so something official from the Register of Deeds, they might have to print out a copy because people still need paper copies of birth certificates or marriage licenses. But the original document itself is maintained electronically. They don't maintain a physical copy of it downstairs.
But then once we print, you're not saying that we print a birth certificate and then we scan that birth certificate back into the system?
No.
That's what it sounded like you just said. That's what I was curious.
You print it for the person.
Sure.
So that person who wants it, we don't scan it. If there are times where we may receive something that's a deed or, you know, something that is a paper copy provided by someone else, and when we receive that, that gets scanned and indexed immediately. But anything that we create would be done electronically.
Okay. I'll leave it there for now. Thank you.
How many years have we been receiving the grant?
I don't know. I'd have to find out.
Oh, many?
Yes.
Yeah, it's more than a handful, I'd say 5 or 10 years.
Any other discussion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right, we'll circulate.
Thank you.
Are you going to be at the meeting in case? This is one of those technical things there.
Yes,
I will be. Some questions I'm not sure I can answer.
Yes, I'll be here.
All right. All right, let's move on to the next item, which is the DARE resolution. Who's presenting that?
I will.
All right, go ahead.
So the Judiciary and Law Committee last fall, August, we're looking into, certain members of the committee were looking into the expenditures and receipts of the DARE fund. It's fund 130, which is a line item in the budget, and discovered that there wasn't much oversight, or actually any oversight, of the funds, which can get up there in dollars, you know, over $100,000, and noticed that there were funds that were being spent, and these are funds that are, they are not taxpayer dollars. They are funds that are raised predominantly through the Deer golf outing, and then also if people donate, just write a check and donate to the Deer account. And items were being purchased that were not Deer related. For example, Christmas gifts for the deputies for a couple of years were purchased using Deer funds. Various donations to other nonprofit groups were, for example, there were a $5,000 donation to the Sharing Center to buy granola bars, and different expenses like that that I myself and others in the committee did not believe the sheriff should have been spending money on when they are supposed to be used for DARE and deputy-friendly programs. And then also it was discovered that there is a DARE Board of Directors, but the DARE Board of Directors does not meet and does no oversight whatsoever of the DARE programs. And there were just, those were the predominant issues with the DARE funds, and so we felt that there should be oversight from the Judiciary and Law Committee, actually, because there is no, when there are expenditures used out of the Fund 130, there are no budget line item changes, so there's no budget modifications. And so this resolution was written to give more oversight to the county board on spending and the progress of DARE and the deputy-friendly programs. And that's about it. If anyone has any questions.
All right, discussion, Bill?
Let's just do some background here. DARE's been in existence for how long, do you know, approximately?
When I was in sixth grade, that's when it started.
So only 5 years
ago. Yes, 5 years ago, yes. That would have been probably 1986 or so.
Okay, so decades.
Yes.
Okay. And current fund balance in there is ballpark, what are you looking at?
I don't know what it is because I haven't had an update since the last DARE golf outing.
$100,000?
Yes. Ballpark. Could be more, could be less. It all kind of depends where upon the school year they are and where their spending is. And it looks like the sheriff has an answer.
Your question is, what is the balance in the DARE account? It's over 100 grand. I think it's about 120.
Okay. So just approximate round numbers. Not looking for an exact number, but just an idea here. So in the be it further resolved, the proposition here is to say that there should be a board of directors, 7, 3 appointed by the sheriff, 2 by the county executive, 1 by the county board chairman, and the current DARE officer to be approved by the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors. It goes into detail, 3-year staggered terms, etc. What does the current board consist of, as we know it, or what is the term? What's it called?
It's figurehead only.
Do you mean who's on the board?
Yeah.
Whoever the... Sounds like what?
It's all sheriff's department personnel, correct?
No, it's not. It's all people that the previous sheriff appointed.
Oh, I see.
Picked.
Those are my questions for the time being.
Sheriff, do you know who are? So, just we get information, who is it on the board?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I asked that question directly. Mr. Basham might have an answer, but I was told it was basically a feel good thing that friends of people from the program put in place. From what I understand, it doesn't mean.
I see. Yeah. Ryan?
Clarification, the prior sheriff under questioning to understand, was there a board, first said no, then said yes, and then produced a pamphlet from one of the golf outings that had a group of individuals that were called the board, but it was figurehead only. They had no responsibilities and had never met.
Okay.
So there was no direct oversight at any level from our observation.
So. Yes. Did you have something?
Yeah, I have a number of comments and statements as one of the primary authors of and bringing it forward. We asked a lot of questions of the sheriff to understand what had happened and how.
And this is the previous sheriff.
Previous sheriff. How it had gotten to the point where the funds appeared to have been lateralized. There was an investigation that was executed by Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department. And then there was a legal finding from legal observation from Mr. Cardamone regarding it as well. Mr. Cardamone indicated that the sheriff had acted outside of his authority and that he had taken the funds and utilized them in a different way. So without gaining approval of specific
point of information, go ahead. The investigation had nothing to do with the DARE funds.
No, I thought that was
No.
He had utilized it incorrectly without getting a variance to move it to a different account.
That was a different
No, that was not DARE funds.
Okay, sorry, I redirected. Don't get me, Terry.
So are we to disregard that testimony?
Patty, do you want to clarify, or can you, or?
The investigation was on a different matter that had to do with
I conflated the two, sorry.
Overtime.
Yeah, they had nothing to do with DARE funds.
Yeah, but got our attention because DARE funds had been utilized then to buy Christmas presents to go toward other organizations that appeared to be outside scope of DARE, and that left us with a lot of concern as to oversight. So we drafted the DARE resolution to bring oversight to what was happening. You also, I'm sure, know I voted against the resolution in judiciary and law due to changes that were made to it that, in my mind, changed the resolution or transitioned the resolution from oversight into an active engagement role. In other words, the sheriff is required to come to us for approval of decision-making rather than inspection of or oversight authority, and that troubled me. So I couldn't support it with the changes that were made.
And fair that's enough. The present version that we're looking
that's
at.
That's the present version, correct.
So, Sheriff, just for information, who signs it? Do you administer the money? Is that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So, if you want to purchase something for that program, you write the check. And it's not under the regular county finance department.
Correct. One of my understandings is that it goes through. I would authorize the purchases or authorize the transactions, but it would go through. If there are all the funds are in a particular fund, depending on articulated. But supervisors have mentioned that the concern is that it would be utilized for things other than DARE, which I have no intention of doing, I told them that I would come to them if I needed to do that for whatever reason. And if there was an emergency that we needed those funds for something else, they would know about it before I ever asked.
You don't have to have approval to authorize
it. No, sir.
Okay, any other discussion here, John?
Well, the sheriff has asked us to table this, and I was curious for our county board chairman, what do you feel about the tabling?
Well,
through the chair.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Well, I agree with what the sheriff's saying. I feel very comfortable. Somebody might disagree with me, however. Just because someone did something wrong, that doesn't mean that they're going to do it. Actually, they already know the money should be used for the program that there is for. If money was used for something else, it would not have been used. So I don't see why we really need this here, because it's already there. And the sheriff, I have full faith that the sheriff and his administration, they're going to use the funds for what they're meant to be used for. So I don't have any problems with that. Also, they're willing to come over and give us a report or bring us today to what's going on. Now, going back, when they say that this is not illegal, and the way this was done, it is illegal. If for any reasons the money, whether it is a committee or not, it's changed, that it's used for something outside of their program, and it will go into the sheriff's fund, it needs a budget modification because it's changing the previous budget. And that's why we check with the attorney.
Point of information, Patty,
yeah.
That is not accurate. We have never approved a budget modification for spending of DARE funds.
And
that's not what I say. That's
you're talking
not what
about
I'm
the future.
That's not what I say. I say if that happens, that will be a budget modification.
It's not.
Well, I'm sorry. Corporation counsel say that it is. If you don't think that it is, I don't know. I didn't see your law degree. Sorry. But if you're putting me to say that, okay, we check with corporation counsel. You check with corporation counsel. He gave me the same answer. Okay?
No, he did not.
Yes. Well, then the corporation counsel is not telling whatever it is. Okay.
Patty was just shaking her head. No.
What? Go ahead.
In the budget, there is no budget for DARE.
There's no line item.
Correct. All of DARE's revenue does not come from tax levy, as Vice Chair Decker said. It comes from fundraising, and that fundraising gives them the ability to spend the money.
Okay, and just to clarify that, that's what I said. That's not what I said. Maybe I did not explain it right. But the money of that from DARE goes to the Sheriff's Department.
Into a different
fund. We need the budget modification for the Sheriff's Department because their budget is modified. If they have $1 million now and we send $100,000 from there, their budget is modified to $1.1 million. I'm not saying that it's a budget modification on there. That is with the, and I see that Barn, I think, is saying is agreeing with that. You know, I'm talking about the budget for the sheriff. It's going to have to be a budget modification. In the way this one is done, where it's going to go just to judiciary law, it's illegal. It's got to go through, you know, to the county board, which will be sent to finance. That's the proper thing. Now, the other thing that I have a problem with is if we want to do this because we want to be an oversight committee with the sheriff, you know, what the sheriff does. Well, the committee set up is 4 people chosen by the sheriff, 2 by the county executive, 1 from the county board chairman. Pretty much the sheriff can put anybody in there. Actually, it's a lot easier. It's worse than what we have now. So to me, it makes sense just to leave it as it is. Another problem, or we gotta deal with that. But just because the previous sheriff did something in it was illegal, whatever, that it was not supposed to do, use the funds for different things, that doesn't mean everybody else is going to do it.
So originally, was this committee, is this the original composition, or was there another proposal?
Originally, the original resolution had that it went to the county board. The sheriff wanted it, preferred it to be changed to a committee. Because in case something needed to be done quicker, the process we have right now, if you have to have something go to the county board, it could take up to 2 months to get approved. And so that was at a request of the sheriff to change that. And the membership of the board of directors was also changed based on a request from the sheriff. It had been 5 members. The sheriff requested that, and it was 2 members by the sheriff, 2 members by the county executive, and 1 by the county board chair. The sheriff requested that it be 3 by the sheriff, and then 2, and then 1, so it would have been a 6-member board. Well, when it went to the Judiciary and Law Committee, they didn't like the fact that it could have been something, because it was an even number, that it could have ended in a tie. So they wanted it. They preferred it to be 7, and so Supervisor Rodriguez threw out the idea to make it the 7th member of the DARE officer, and that's how it came to that.
Does this committee approve all expenditures?
No. Expenditures
outside normal.
Which committee are you speaking of?
Judiciary. This committee that's in the resolution, this DARE committee.
It would be, the DARE committee has oversight, so it's basically how they set up the bylaws.
It's a steering committee.
All right. So
yes.
He may or may not have to bring all these items to the committee. And then they would go to the Judiciary and Law.
No, the only thing that would go to Judiciary and Law is if the sheriff or whoever wanted to spend DARE funds on non-DARE items, as in purchasing Christmas gifts for someone, and giving a donation to another nonprofit. That's the only time it would have to go to the committee, in which that money would not be going into the sheriff's account. It would be getting paid directly to something else, like a nonprofit, so there would be no budget modification. In the past, there has been no budget modification when these DARE funds have been spent. So that has never happened. So to say that would happen in the future is breaking what has happened for, how old am I, for 35 years.
Are there DARE bylaws?
No.
either rules, regulations, anything?
That's inaccurate, I'm sorry.
Are you talking about the makeshift committee?
The Dare Board of Directors.
Yeah. No. There isn't?
It's an honorary thing that was...
Right. Just dare to fight drugs, but you don't have any bylaws or rules.
Are you talking about dare in general, like yeah. dare funds? No, there are no bylaws. We have, obviously, in the past, the dare account is approved only by the sheriff. The things that happened in the past that were brought into investigation were by the ruling of court counsel's opinion were not outside of his purview. However, it wasn't what
sure.
looks to great, right? So there is no bylaws because there is no committee to have a bylaw.
Yeah. John,
I still believe I had the floor there. And since Supervisor Bashaw is not for it in its current form, the county board chair is not in favor in its current form, and the sheriff has asked us to table this, I make a motion to table.
Second.
All right, motion to table is non-debatable, so we'll have a roll call on this. Brian?
Aye.
No.
Aye.
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 Aye. It's tabled. So, just so it's clear, anyone at any meeting can bring that back in the form of a motion to remove it from the table, and then it goes on the agenda for discussion.
No, motions to table die. They do not carry over.
It would be in the next convened.
So you could bring it up again?
No.
In the next committee?
No.
Next year?
Motions to table are actually to table it so you can actually bring it up later in the meeting is what a motion to table is.
All right.
If you want to bring it up to a different committee, that would be a motion to defer it to another meeting.
No, that's different. What I'm saying is the next assembled committee after the next election cycle could take it off the table.
Well, I don't have my Robert's Rules of Order here, and I'm just relying on my memory, but I thought that you could bring it up on motion to remove it from the table. I know you can at the same meeting. Yes.
May I say something?
Sure.
Corporation Council is checking on something because this was a two committee, it was discussed in two different committees. One committee was approved and this committee now it's tabled, you know. So I'm not really sure whether it's still going to come in with the board, to the board or whether it's completely done. There is no answer yet. I talked to Corporation Council today about the options, whatever happened tonight, and he says he's going to have to check on that and this problem. I'll let me know.
I talked to past one committee, it could go to the board.
Exactly, that's what he said. He was not 100% sure, you know, because we said, what about if he doesn't pass this committee? Now there's table, you know, for whatever. He was, he did not give me an answer, so I cannot say. But he's checking on that and he's going to let me know.
All right,
so it appears that it can be brought back in some fashion at some point. My question to you, if you'll entertain this through the chair to Supervisor Bashaw, what is your point of contention and how would you change what we see in front of us to make it acceptable to you as one of the makers of this document?
A combination of things. I mean, one, you made a statement earlier in your question, how long has DARE been in existence? Over 30 years, 35 years or more. So it's been an active organization for an extended period of time. We have not found any credible fault in what's happened over an extended period of time. We, finance, the board, judiciary law, others, we have oversight responsibility for the sheriff's department. We can review anything that they're doing at any time. So we could put an agenda item on 1, 3, 5, 12 times a year to review what's happening within DARE. Thus, the need for the resolution is oblated. In my mind, is lessened. With the modifications in the resolution, that's where I took first umbrance. The initial language was of the Kenosha County Board for review, which I believe is appropriate order. If the sheriff's department is making a modification, it should come in through the chair or through the board. The board should then determine what type of modification is this. Does it go to finance? Does it go to judiciary law or another location, another committee? So that was first. I don't like the change in our normal order. The statement that they wanted to be able to expedite things more quickly, an expenditure that is alternate to the normal functioning of DARE, in my mind, doesn't need expediency. Is a planned act. It's something that should be considered and given due weighting. So that expediency question to me was something that didn't make much sense. The last change was the appointment of, the initial was two appointed by sheriff, two by county exec, and one by chair. It's now up to 7-member committee for a $100,000 annual budget. I think is just excessive and getting too broad. And the last part that troubled me was that a committee, judiciary and law specifically, would step into an administrative role rather than an oversight role. The sheriff's department is responsible for execution within their budget, including all activities and programs, meaning DARE, etc. They execute. We watch, we say, hey, tell us, what did you do with the authority that you were given? If we find something, then we take it to the next level. So to me, as it evolved, it just became clear that it was something that was unnecessary.
So it's those three items specifically, and I've documented them.
Okay. The heaviest.
That's my question, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
So is this on the agenda tomorrow as a presentation from Judiciary and Law? So that if so, it would be at the next meeting?
Yes.
All right.
Both sides.
Yeah.
Yes.
So motion to table. This is, we just looked it up on Google. Barna was good enough to do that. And according to Robert's Rules of Order, is a motion required to table an agenda item? Answer, once an item is set aside by tabling, the body must agree to take it up from the table in order to get it back to it. In other words, it takes a motion to put it on the table. It takes a separate later motion to take it off the table. So I think what I said was correct. If you want to bring it up tonight, next week, or whenever, you can do that by motion to remove it from the table. And then if that passes, then the item is before the body. So I'm not suggesting you should do that, but I'm just saying so everybody understands that it can, how it can come back if that's what you want. But at this time it's tabled, so we'll move on. The next item on the agenda is the TikTok resolution. Supervisor Decker?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Why don't you just run through it anyway?
Yep, I was waiting for it to load.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I have it. I just was not bringing it up right away. So TikTok is an app that is a Chinese-based, and everything that is based in China, the Communist Party of China has control over it or can gather all the data per their policies. And this resolution is asking the IT department to not allow, or that we don't, not that we do not allow TikTok on any government, any of our county devices, and that we recommend our employees do not have them on their personal devices that have access to county servers and things like that, and also to strengthen our security protocols for our all of our data. That's pretty much it.
All right. Discussion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Third.
Question, Sean? Are these on? I'm a little surprised. Is this an app on county devices now?
No, it's not widely distributed. This would just prohibit it from being distributed,
no.
And we would put in policies that would prevent it.
So right now, could a county employee put it on there with other social media? Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm. Just like Facebook or Instagram or any of the others, which are used by a number of areas in the county for legitimate business, sheriff's department being one of the main, but certainly Human Services has needed them for doing research on various things that they need to look up. So
can you think of any reason why somebody would have, as an employee, TikTok?
like you said, anyone who has to do an investigation of any sort could use it for legitimate reasons.
I get it. All right, further, Joe.
Through the chair to IT, is there a way of monitoring or actually checking that county devices would not have TikTok upon them? Can you do it from your position? Can IT do it?
We can evaluate if someone has installed it on a county device. It's not something that you install on a computer. That would just be a website.
Yeah.
If you install it on a phone, on a county-issued phone, we would be able to see it. We wouldn't see it if it was on a personally owned device.
Very well. That's my question. Thank you.
All right. Further discussion, Brian?
Quick question through the chair to Sheriff's Department, Chief Deputy Miller, I assume. Does the investigations units have need to access or leverage TikTok in any way? In other words, in the course of an investigation, would they have to install, utilize, or have access to TikTok?
So they do use it. There's mapping with the TikTok, just like Snapchat. There's like shows the hot spots. So if the criminal used TikTok or did something, we need it for investigation. I spoke, I think, to the county executive, maybe Ms. Decker, about the fact that our detective bureau does use it or has used it. It's, if they don't have it, it's just taking a tool away from them, but they can still make do without it. That's what I've been told by the bureau.
Is there any proviso to the writer?
It's in the resolution to allow
It does allow it, okay.
Yes.
I didn't catch it as I read through. I just wanted to make sure that we don't exclude something that you need.
Sure. It was written, Ms. Decker authored it that way.
Corp counsel wrote it. I didn't write it.
All right, any other discussion? Yes, Bill.
Well, to follow up then, if it is being utilized by the Sheriff's Department for enforcement purposes, Sean, does that allow backdoor access into our database and our systems that could conceivably be against what we want to have happen?
Although it's fairly limited, if you install it on a device, the majority of anything you can do is really limited to just that device, what you're allowing. So it's the biggest risk of TikTok is the personal information that is collected by the application and where it would be reported to. Generally speaking, the Sheriff's Department staff aren't using it as their county-issued device as a personal device. If it's for investigation purposes, those devices tend to be fairly restricted because they don't want to put anything personal on there because those devices are, you know, they're going to different places. They know what they're doing, I guess is what I'm saying. They know what they're doing. They're not going to put the county or themselves at risk.
So if I understand your read on this matter, the exposure to the county in terms of risk is relatively minimal.
Yes, very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Brian.
I have a follow-up because I must be thick-headed. I just read back through all of the now therefores. I got the whereas aside from law enforcement officers, compelling need and appropriate use. Okay, so I got it in the whereas, but I don't see it in the now therefores where the Sheriff's Department...
It's in the first one right there, with the only exception being a device used for law enforcement investigatory purposes.
Okay, I did read past it too quickly. Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, very good. We'll circulate this. Are all of the resolutions coming up to the front again?
Okay. I think so, except for the expenses. I have to look at that, yeah.
All right. All right, the next item on the agenda is one that is proposed by Supervisor Rodriguez and myself, which would authorize the sheriff to select for vacancies on the Sheriff's Department. Come on, sit down. She's going to help explain this. People who may have worked for this department or another department, if you wanted to, select that individual could select that on a rather expedited basis Why don't you go ahead and explain it in detail?
Sure, thank you, Chairman. So the proposed amendment to the Civil Service Ordinance has the goal of expediting the hiring of former Kenosha County deputy sheriffs who resigned in good standing and want to return to the department, and the hiring of candidates who have completed the law enforcement academy as either lateral transfers from other departments or those who are certified or certifiable in the state of Wisconsin. These candidates save the county the time and expense of putting a recruit through the academy. Because we have the county civil service, we're required to hold a competitive exam to establish our list of candidates. We hire from one eligibility list using the rule of three, meaning that the sheriff appoints new deputies from the top three on the list. So we believe the amendment before you accomplishes that goal within the parameters of state law. So I can walk you through the amendment. You will note that the proposed new language to the ordinance is underlined and deletions are indicated by being stricken. So working through the documents, we're looking to amend paragraph 3D1. So when we are conducting a recruitment for deputy sheriff, we get approval from the Civil Service Commission to post the job. We then set the date for the exam. This amendment would allow us to run an evergreen job posting for certifiable and certified candidates, as I explained earlier. Applicants in this second category would sit for the exam on an as-needed basis. So as they come in, we would set a time for them to sit for the exam, which would be the same exam as the other candidates. Those who pass would be consolidated into the current eligibility list based on their test score. Our ordinance allows for list consolidation, so thus we would still only have one eligibility list. We then go to amending 3D3. So a candidate has to have a passing score on the exam to be eligible for placement on our list. Our current ordinance allows for preference points to be applied to their raw passing score to allow for higher placement on that list. We currently provide points to veterans, certified law enforcement in the state of Wisconsin, and current Kenosha County corrections professionals. So this amendment would provide additional preference points to a former Kenosha County deputy sheriff who resigned in good standing, and adds clarifying language for certifiable candidates, as well as for certified law enforcement from outside of Wisconsin who receive reciprocity with the state of Wisconsin. Then we go to adding a new 3F number 6. So once these candidates are on an eligibility list, this amendment would allow for expedited hiring by eliminating two steps from our process: the MIA, or multiple interview assessment, and the Civil Service Commission interviews. Both of those steps are designed to evaluate a candidate's likely success in law enforcement. By foregoing these two steps, we would expedite the process by 6 to 8 weeks, most likely. These candidates would still undergo the background investigation, the job trait assessment, and the medical examination. The remainder of the amendment just renumbers the rest of F. So that's what we're putting forward.
All right, thank you. Is there discussion? Sheriff, do you want to add anything?
No, I was part of, we had done this a couple times actually, the resolution. We have lost several candidates here locally to Pleasant Ridge Police Department and the Kenosha Police Department, which preempted us really sitting down and trying to help out how kids put together the best way we could. But this is the second version of it, and due to legality and reasons we weren't able to do it the other way, it's put us back a little bit. But you know, I appreciate everybody's attention to this, and it's important that we get a chance to grasp onto these quality candidates, because as things change around us in other agencies, we do see a flight to quality. There are several officers that are very high caliber coming from Illinois agencies, some of which left us a long time ago, went to Illinois and then came back, and we didn't get a chance to grab them up. So if we can get this put in place, this might enable us to grab up some really good candidates and stave off the expensive training that we already know as well. Thank you.
Further discussion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Is there further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed? All right, we'll circulate that. And then we have item number 15, Pike River Project Update. Who's going to do that? Oh, you. All right. Okay.
At the last meeting, there was a request to bring back an item on the Pike River. I'm going to backtrack to kind of how the Pike River project has come forward. Several months ago, Jim Cupfer brought forward a resolution to approve a plat plan. In that conversation, the plat plan was tabled with a motion by Supervisor Geertsen that it not be brought forward until an initial resolution for the entire cost of the project had been approved by the board with a three-quarters vote. During the budget hearings, we were prepared to bring forward that initial resolution for the remainder of the cost of the project, and there was a motion again by Supervisor Geertsen to table that until the end of Q1. So we did not bring forward that resolution. We intended to bring it forward at the March meeting. We have the initial resolution prepared. However, in the meantime, the county executive has been in conversations with various people, one of which was the governor, to potentially include an item in his budget to give us money towards the Pike River project. That he did not put that in his budget. We did not know that until just recently. However, there are a couple of other parties that she is discussing potential funding for this project with. So this is where we stand right now, is the uncertainty of knowing what that initial resolution should mean. We can bring forward an initial resolution for the entire amount that we expect is remaining on the project, and then only borrow what is needed once we know what other funding sources might be there. The discussion on the project can't really continue until we've met the parameters of the things that have been put before us. Bringing forward the initial resolution, the board approving it by three quarters, and then revisiting the plat plan. Supervisor Geertsen is not here this evening, so we are kind of at a standstill as to what the next step should be. So I'm kind of turning this over to the committee. The update is this is where we are. And we are looking for direction on what you feel the next step should be.
How much was to be in the governor's budget? Are you anticipating? For that?
I don't think we...
I don't think we
didn't know what the dollar amount potentially could
be. Or what was our proposal?
It was between the county executive and the governor.
Yeah.
So if I understand this correctly, the vast majority of this is being funded at a federal level through the Army Corps of Engineers, correct?
Correct.
They're the lead agency in terms of both, I suppose, design, funding, the whole thing, right?
The funding,
Well, they'll approve what designs we put in left and work with them.
Yes.
We
yes.
would have, the county would have somewhat of a minority stake in the funding, and we're at this point exploring options to see how we can come up with additional sources, correct, mm-hmm. as a county?
Yes.
Correct. My question to anyone in the room who may know this or doesn't, is the clock ticking? Do we have a certain responsibility to make use of these funds from the federal government? Is there no time limit? Where are we at? Who knows?
Again, I would defer to...
The time limit's not out.
When is the time limit?
I'm not exactly sure if it's the end of this year or not, but that would be the very earliest.
Okay. The clock...
I don't quote me
no,
on that.
But the clock is ticking regardless of when the deadline
well,
is.
Well, sooner or later, yeah. I would expect if they're going to sure. say, do you want the $10 million right. or not?
That's my question for the time being. I yield the floor.
Further discussion? So how much is the county short?
The initial resolution that was before the board is $3.9 million. So the hope is that we could reduce that $3.9 million less than that.
Oh, okay. So Army Corps of Engineers money is over and above that?
Yeah, correct.
So this would be the county's?
This would be the county's portion.
I see.
Correct.
But that was just the one branch, not the entire project.
Correct.
Which did Supervisor Geertsen ask for the cost of the entire project or just the one
just
branch?
The remainder of what the proposal that was before.
Okay.
Correct.
And that was just this one? Just
one branch.
Understood.
That's right.
So what do you want to do about this? What's the direction here? Right. So the resolution is just before the committee was tabled from that other meeting.
Correct. Is it the desire of the committee for us to bring forward an initial resolution for what we believe to be the remainder of the cost of the project so discussions can continue? Or is there some other avenue that you would like us to take? And I'm not sure we can achieve the goal of having it done by Q1. Because I don't have a referral item on the board agenda for tomorrow night to get it to finance on the 16th.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I'll give you my preference.
Mm-hmm.
My preference is to continue to hold a little while longer. One, Supervisor Gearson's not here. My impression of his ask was not just for the phase one. He was looking for a broader scope of project cost. So that I would think should be clarified a little bit from him.
Okay.
That's one. Two, if the exec is exploring some other avenues, we should give her time, perhaps confer with her and see what amount of time she's looking for to explore that further before it comes back to us. Also, as staff just said, they're not in a position to be prepared for Q1, so we're not going to meet that. So delay. Mr. Kupfer, as I recall during the budget discussions, we asked that specific question. Are we putting it in jeopardy if we delay? We felt we were comfortable pushing it back at that time, that we were not going to jeopardize the project, and Ms. Billingsley kind of felt the same way. There was not a time stamp that we were working toward at that point. So at some point, yes, we'll have to fish or cut bait. But
you better tell us at the next meeting what that date is.
I know for sure that there's a time connection on when we have to purchase the land by. It's the other part I'm not.
What is that? Sure, but
I'll just tell you at the next meeting for sure.
All right.
So can we have this as an agenda item for informational purposes for next meeting?
Definitely. Was there a further discussion? All right, we'll put it on the agenda. There is
next
some timeline and I think the committee would like some direction from the executive on this as well. All right, let's move on then. Next item, the audit of bills, are those progressing somewhere?
I haven't signed it, but it's all right.
I got it here.
All right. Is there anything, report from human resources?
No.
Finance?
There are two reports. There's one report that was requested having to do with payments made to Kemper regarding CIP capital projects and otherwise. We have a report Mr. Kupfer has provided. So we can pass that around. Pass that down.
Oh, thank you.
And if you have any questions, we are here available for any questions you have. A lot of this is historical information, so we won't have probably detail off the top of our heads. But certainly, if there's any follow-up questions, we can address them at a future meeting as well.
Any discussion on this Kemper sheet?
As we've just received, it has come back to do it next month.
As Varma indicated, we would be available for questions if people want to email questions if it's an item that you'd like to have discussed. Just
sure.
Let us know and we'll discuss with the chair to get it on an agenda.
Do you want this on an agenda item? And if so, in what fashion?
We're still waiting for the certified books too, right?
For 2022, the audit.
Timeline on that audit is still.
I would imagine late summer.
And we still have not received 21?
We have received 21.
We have it.
That was part of the recap that Mr. Rogers provided.
And we have 20. Everything is cleaned up until this year's.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be comfortable myself waiting until that time.
Okay. Any discussion on this? All right. Anything else, Gardner?
I do have a general fund report as well. It's a little dated now. I mean, it's been 4 weeks after the last one, but I certainly will go through it and provide some detail, especially on the changes that were from January to February. The February report is basically through the end of January. The notable changes obviously were from the Sheriff's Department, revenues and expenditures. The with information through the end of January, we've pretty much sealed the fact that we will not be receiving any revenue from the state for our parole holds. So that is reflected in that number. The operating expenditures deficit is mainly comprised of three different items that I've been reporting on monthly, but now it's coming through with so the three that I've discussed in previous meetings were the gas and oil coming in over budget, the pharmaceuticals coming in over budget, and conveyance expenses coming in higher than budget. And then within the last couple months, the overtime spiked in November and December. And that has eaten up the vacancy surplus that was there. So between those four items, that's where we're with the deficit with the operating expenditures. Everything else pretty much, the public works small deficit flipped to a surplus. Sales tax improved slightly. Our reserve for the decrease in tax delinquencies improved by a couple hundred thousand, as did the human services expected surplus by $100,000. So overall, it was about $500,000 downer from January. But I know for a fact that my next report will show some improvement in some of these numbers. Overall, I think we will be improving on the next report that I'll be giving 10 days from now. Overall, we're still above 31%. As a percentage of their general fund expenses, and that's not including the $2.5 million that we received for the closing of the TID in Pleasant Prairie. With that, I'll take any questions.
All right, questions, comments? Yes.
I get. Will the ruling on the dark stores affect us? What are your thoughts on that? Because I know there were issues with some of the property taxes. So thoughts, comments?
There is a pending case that we felt that the dark store legislation would be beneficial to us. I've had conversations with Pleasant Prairie. The assessor is based in Pleasant Prairie. They felt that the pending lawsuit wasn't specific to dark stores, but thought that it was possible that the ruling in favor of the assessors in the dark store legislation would be favorable to them as well. But we don't have any more information on that at this time.
Okay, thank you.
So there is new legislation or proposal?
there was the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the Dark Stores case that was before them. It was Lowe's versus Delavan, and they ruled in favor of Delavan.
It was unanimous.
Unanimously struck it down.
All right, anything else on for Barnum? Any other reports? So we're still planning on our regular meeting at the toward the end of the month with the new agenda. This was because of the rain storm. Didn't want you to drive in. All right, any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second, someone? Yes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.